Franklin Coletti, 4th DCA.
Hi,
Lynn Coletti, please.
Okay, that line's busy. Would you like to hold for a moment?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
This is Linda, help you?
Hi. I was referred to by Kathy over at the 15th Judicial.
Uh-huh.
And it's on a case. Do you want me to give you the case number?
Sure.
Okay, it's 502014.
Would you have a 4th District Court of Appeal case number? Or?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hold on.
Okay.
I do.
Hey, come on the gate,
Rob. Oh, wait. I'm on the phone.
Fine.
Wait. 4th DCA, 4D16, 0222. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so the order we're appealing had a hearing for 4 cases in it. The record was released for 2 of the cases, and then they asked for an indigent app that I guess got lost in the process, and I just called and said, you know, what's going on, and they said it got lost in the process. They're looking at it now. They needed a driver's license now. I sent that over just now. But she also said that she can't give me the records on the other 2 cases because they're not legally related to the other case. And that even though the judge had the hearing for the 4 cases in the case, they're not legally related. So she can't do that without some kind of order from the 4th. And she wasn't sure what I was supposed to do but call you, and if you needed more info to call her.
All I can tell you is that if you need an order from us to do something, you would have to file whatever it is you need. You would have to file it in writing.
Okay, do you see the problem? The order we're appealing is, it affects 4 cases. But the judge, they've never been related legally. I don't know why the judge had 4 cases inside 1 case and issued orders that affect all 4 cases that I'm appealing, all of that, even though the order's only issued in that one case, I believe. And so we're going to have to review all 4 cases that were inside that hearing. So,
okay.
What do you want me to do exactly?
If it's, I mean, I guess if there's records that you need, I'm not sure what it is, but, I mean, Kathy said that she can't do the record, or she can't include those orders unless she has an order from us.
Yeah.
Is that right? Right. Yeah. So we can't just issue some kind of order. We need you to explain in writing what's happening and what it is you need.
Well, the brief...
In the form of a motion or something.
Well, here's also part of the problem. The brief is due Thursday, and they were supposed to get this to me last week, and it was supposed to be get us the form, which I got them immediately, but then I guess she'll tell you somebody else took the form and she didn't get it until just now when I pointed it out. So all that time's passed, and now, you know, to get the records on these two. So do I also have to ask them for more time right now or something?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you can also ask for more time for the brief.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay, thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will file that with your court now.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's something that you need us to issue an order on
okay.
You know, I would explain in writing what the situation is. And
okay. Okay, I think we can do that.
Okay.
I'll get that done. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.